Hi, this is Sharon, and I'm traveling in the Rockies one more time through northern Canada. I'm away to see my cousin, Alma, in Alaska. And it's so interesting. You can just see as you climb into the mountains the different areas, and that what you see is so different. And today we saw just tons of birch trees and intermixed with pines. Pines primarily, but with white birches. And it is so spectacularly beautiful. And I hope to upload some pictures because they are just this deep, green pines, very tall pines. And then in between it are these really vibrant orange birch trees with their leaves colored. And it is just mile after mile of this beautiful woods on each side of you. And it's just breathtaking to see, I think. And just I'm on the Canadian highway, and there's just little traffic. I mean, it's mainly truckers, I would say, at this point in time, and RVs. I'm actually a small vehicle in my little Odyssey van compared to what's around me. But it's really stunningly beautiful, and there were lots of places where Bud and I had an opportunity to stop and walk and enjoy the countryside. Next to nothing but countryside, you run into little towns, and they encourage you to get gas, and it's actually a bigger problem on the next leg of the journey to make sure you get gas, but they encourage you to get gas all the time, and every half a tank is my rule of thumb from my navigation team, my external navigation team. And one of the challenges is now getting cell phone coverage, which we had none of, obviously. So I was unable to ever link with Nikki on the way, and that's why we're playing catch up here, because the cell phone coverage is very, very sparse and very not very reliable, because there's just nothing. I mean, it's so much, the West is so much denser when you think about going through the country in the East. It's like civilization compared to in the West, where you can go miles and never see. I mean, you don't see houses, you don't see anything except wildlife that might be around that you see. But I mean, it's just mile and mile and mile upon nothing but these beautiful forests that are quite virgin. Forests, in my sense of the word anyway, that you haven't really seen before. The other thing you saw was fire, just fire damage. You would come to sections where you could tell they'd just been totally wiped out, and their baby trees, and the contrast between some of the trees that were in the fire are still standing, and some are, even though they look like they are burned, they're solid black trunks. If you look way up, they still got leaves at the end. I mean, it's sort of like reaching for life still. These trees are, despite being really damaged in these fires, and it sort of was an analogy to me with Alzheimer's disease, although, you know, I'm burning, and I've got burned spots from Alzheimer's disease, and I've lost function. There's still a lot still functioning, and there's still leaves at the top of my head, hopefully, and curly hair. And so it was just really amazing to see the tenacity of these trees that were able to survive these amazing fires and still are blooming and still are budding and having leaves amongst this new forest, which is like a third of the height that they are at this point in time. And they're just robust and tons of leaves and just beautiful. And the color of the leaves, the intensity of the forest, and the magnitude of the forest, I mean, it's just solid. To even hike through pieces of it would be very difficult. The trees are that closely spaced together. I mean, you would come to a group of trees, and I mean, literally, particularly on the birches, which is typically often in front of the forest, it is just solid birches. I mean, you could not walk between them. It's like 6 or 8 inches. Their bark, their trunks are together. So it was really fascinating, I thought. And there's also along the road, there's a cutout, which I'm sure they cut out intentionally as you go through it. On each side of the road, there's probably maybe 20 feet of cutout. Again, I'm guessing that's for fire prevention. So if they do have a fire, they can use the road safely because it's not encroaching on the road as much. So it's just this protected wall of nothing next between the forest and the road where you're traveling. And all of the way they thought out about that was interesting to me, and how they've made that work. And but you can see the damage that a fire can do so fast, and you just don't see people. I mean, the fire could start for a very long time before anybody even detected it, conceivably. And so it could have a very much of a lead time on the staff that was coming to put the fire out. So it was just a very fascinating to see the West in that way. I've never really been on traveling on that section where you just don't see people whatsoever. You see cars and semis and buses and things like that, but you don't see houses and farms and things like that. The other thing that was sort of fascinating about it was also the flood areas, and I saw a little bit more of that farther west, but you would see whole gullies, because you're going through mountains, you're going through Rockies and stuff, and so there's tons of mountains all around you, and you can see the washes that come down from the mountains that when they have a bad snow and it's melting, or they have a bad rain, and it just is just, you can see it just make this own path, the washes down into the rivers. And that was fascinating to me, too. You think they're sort of controlled like we think of our rivers. They flow into one another, and they flow out to Lake Erie and whatever. And instead, you can just see they sort of make their own path coming down there. And they bring these huge boulders right along with them. The power of the water coming down is so amazing. So it was just a delight to see this kind of force that is so unusual to what I'm used to as a child and as an adult. And it was really great to see it in the trip. And so I just had a great time. And I will be back, and I'm glad you're along with me and can enjoy it as much as you can, and I will upload some pictures as well. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.